To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Haley May. More Coloradans are getting sick with the respiratory virus RSV. It's according to the State Health Department. The rate of tests coming back positive is in the double digits. Pediatric cases account for most of those hospitalized. Another virus, the flu, caused more than 850 hospitalizations around Christmas, but the figure has dropped every week since to about 100. Starting tomorrow, DHS will be shut down. Democrats and Republicans have not been able to agree on a full year of funding for that department, CPR's Caitlin Kemp reports.
Both the Senate and House left town for a week-long recess, leaving DHS funding in limbo. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says they proposed common-sense reforms like body cameras and judicial warrants for ICE, but Republicans aren't working with them on that. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett added, they can't back down from the fight for real change and safeguards on immigration agents. Both ICE and Border Patrol got a huge infusion of cash last year from Republicans it can continue to draw on, unlike other agencies within DHS, such as FEMA and TSA. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Would you buzz in on Jeopardy if you heard this clue in the USA category? Since 1872, the city whose name is Spanish for town has hosted the Colorado State Fair. Of course you would. And you, like the Jeopardy contestant in the Invitational Tournament last night, would know the right response in the form of a question is, what is Pueblo? The Front Range stays mostly cloudy with scattered showers late this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.